You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studio. Man, we are local, state, national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, this is one of my favorite times of the week. So we call this thing the Grand Council. I have two of my brethren who've been doing talk radio a while. Both of them are also involved in news outlets, and they come on every week. We ping each other with questions and just see what we think. We don't even know what the questions are in advance. So I'll just call the roll to see if the Grand Council is here. From FM Talk 106.5 Morning Show Guy, also the executive editor at 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed present. Thank you, sir. And Dale Jackson, Morning Show Guy, Program Director at WVNN up in Huntsville, and also writing for Yellowhammer News. Are you here, Dale Jackson?
Oh, unmuted and unafraid.
And by the way, I put some heat on myself today earlier in the show, Dale, as I was trying to talk and I was muted. And I thought, Anyway, it happens. All right, fellas, I pronounce a quorum. Play it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da. Ta-da. All right, here we are, Grand Council. We are in session. Questions, you know, we don't know the questions in advance. We ask them. We sometimes agree. We sometimes don't. But we always love each other when it's done. Dale Jackson, you are first. What do you got?
All right, so we're talking about this tax rebate thing for Alabamians because of this pandemic money, which I guess is better than giving it to tourism in Colbert County or whatever, a train in Huntsville or any other stupid thing that has nothing to do with the pandemic. But is this really the best use of this money to give a little check back? And for those who say all this spending is inflationary, how is this not inflationary?
Well, first of all, what have you got against Colbert County?
I love it. I love the idea that we're spending $1.7 million of federal money to promote tourism there. I think that's totally something that the federal government should be doing.
Have you ever been to Colbert County in your life?
No.
We're now going to have a referendum at the Grand Council on Colbert County. I love Colbert County. Okay. Anyway, Jeff, you want to take it first, man? Tax rebate.
Sure. I don't think it's inflationary because sometimes people save that money. So it's only inflationary if they spend it. But no, I don't think this really gets the message received. It's better than anything else anybody else has suggested, a tax rebate check. But I do think that the tax burden is a little we have a weird tax structure, tax code, very regressive in Alabama. I don't care what they say with the property taxes and the high sales taxes. However, shouldn't we be thinking about lowering something a little more broad-based, a little more long-lasting, just given, hey, the state coffers are doing well, shouldn't the taxpayers be maybe not have to pay into it so much now?
Yeah, and I'll jump on that and say that I am more in favor of doing away with a tax or lowering a tax on a permanent basis as opposed to a one-time rebate. A rebate is basically a check you get in the mail. And wasn't that nice? And then sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes I send it the wrong places. How about this? Do away with or minimize the grocery tax. Or how about this? Let's do something with regards to state sales tax overall. Or something that people can every day say, look at that. It went down, and I feel it every time I buy something. But your thoughts, Dale, your question.
Well, I mean, you were down there in the legislature. You know about this one-time use money and all this other stuff that we get from the federal government for stimulus or for pandemics. I mean, maybe there'll be another pandemic right around the corner. Cross your fingers. Maybe we'll get some more money for Colbert County. But it seems like a one-shot deal is all they can really do. And it just still seems a little silly to be doing it this way. Now, what should we spend that money on? I don't know. But it just seems weird. It's like, hey, there's a pandemic. Here's a bunch of money. Go nuts.
However, I will say this. One-time monies are dangerous. You got to spend them, and then you kind of get addicted to them. But the other thing is, our revenues are up consistently without the one-time monies. We're looking at things that have been done to create reserve accounts and establish consistency in our budgeting. The SSUT, which is the online sales tax, which was always there but never knew how to collect it, that's all been rectified, and we have more money than ever. Isn't it time to begin thinking about sending some of it back in the form of just doing away with a tax?
I agree with that, but don't marry it to this thing. I mean, marrying it to this is the issue.
All right, good enough. Jeff, next question. What you got, bud?
School choice on Michael Yaffe's show yesterday. Nathaniel Edbetter, kind of not quite a 180, but it sounded a little more open to the idea of school choice. Is that just kind of playing to the crowd? Or do you think these guys are finally starting to get it that we're going to have to do something? We're going to have to throw a bone to the pro school choice crowd or something, because whatever we've been doing since 2011 isn't necessarily working. But it was a little bit of a change in tone from the future House Speaker, and you're starting to hear a little bit more buzz about it. Where do y'all think we're at as of today?
Pray tell, could he be appealing to the broad spectrum of Republicans as he runs for House Speaker? I don't know. I mean, I've never heard Nathaniel talk about anything related to school choice in the past, and he has certainly helped suppress it as Majority Leader. He didn't bring anything forward in the House. I look at it. First of all, they've got to do something. You can't keep saying, I mean, they're spending record amounts of money on education and getting no result from it whatsoever, which means it's not what you're spending, it's how you're spending it. They've got to start doing something different. It's a policy question. And they've got to get away from letting the teachers union drive the train. I think it was embarrassing for them this past year when the Policy Institute issued a list of all the Republicans who had been taking money from the AEA, which included, by the way, the education budget chairman's, and to his credit, Danny Garrett, who is the House budget chair for education, sent his money back to the AA, the teachers union, and I appreciated that. But they've got to do something. Is Nathaniel serious? I don't know. I'll be following up with him. But, Dale, your thoughts?
Well, I think that it's interesting to hear him talking about it. I hope there is something coming. I think you're right about everything you said about how much money we're spending and what we're getting for it. Now is time to strike. Well, the iron is hot. CRT, all this gender nonsense, everything that's happening in your schools, now is the time to make the change, and you'll have broad support to do it. They just got to want to do it.
Exactly. And the want to hasn't been there. All right. Well, tell you what, my question, let's see what I got here. I got a whole list of which one I want to use. I'll do a shorter question, maybe a shorter question. I just had a whole section there on the weaponization of government. I had Becky Gerritsen on from the Eagle Forum, who just today issued a press release, 1819's got the story up right now, about the fact that the DOJ has just subpoenaed 5.5 years of documents from Eagle Forum, who's not even a participant in the lawsuit related to the transgender therapies on minors, the VCAP bill that was passed. Here's my question for you. What federal agency do you think is most likely to be weaponized in the next 2 years of Biden? Dale?
IRS, obviously. I mean, I think that's probably it. But I say that, but then the DOJ. Does the Eagle Forum have nukes? I don't know. it's possible. I think we might need to look into that. Maybe that's why they're going in.
I heard there was a document at Mar-a-Lago that said the Eagle Forum does have nukes.
Okay, good, good, good.
All right. Jeff, your thoughts. Weaponization.
Whatever happened to the CIA? Wasn't the CIA supposed to be the liberal organization and the FBI was supposed to be the conservative or Republican or whatever? Wasn't that always the mythology in Washington? Have anybody heard from the CIA in 10 years?
FBI took them over and killed them.
They've just been doing a better job of not letting their stuff out.
I mean, isn't the CIA supposed to be doing their work overseas and the FBI is supposed to be doing it here?
Hunter Biden stuff is in Ukraine and there's this all these weird Chinese connections and there's, you know, typically the CIA will, they played a Washington, D.C. game, but we have not heard from those guys.
Yeah, there's been no leaks out of the CIA and the Hunter Biden stuff, but man, this Donald Trump stuff leaks all the time.
I'm telling you, in fact, it's interesting. They went after documents at Mar-a-Lago, which no one knew were there and had not been leaked until they got to the FBI. And then today the Washington Post sees copies of the documents. Interesting how that worked out. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think besides the DOJ, I think that the most likely is the IRS. Although do not for a second step aside from watching the EEOC and OSHA, because they're going to be all over the place here in the next little while. All right, tell you what, round one down, three questions out. Boomer, take us to a break, man. We'll do that right now. We will come back. Round two of the Grand Council. I'm with Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, and Dale Jackson from WVNN in Huntsville, as well as Yellowhammer News, and me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Back with my brethren Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. We call it the Grand Council. I think we're in round number two, and Dale, you are next.
You know, the sources familiar with the situation seem to think that there are situations developing that they're familiar with at Mar-a-Lago. But Adam Schiff says it's big if true. And I think William Cohen said that Trump is a clear and present danger to the security of the United States. I guess the only question on the table is a unique one for me, and I've never asked this before, but is this where they get him?
That was well done. Jeff, you take it first.
It's funny. I think I heard somebody say that Donald Trump, by virtue of having been president, poses a risk to the country as national security. Like, what is the ultimate solution here to this security threat? Because he just knows too much, and because he was president once and he can use it against the country. I mean, there's other than just incarcerating him for the rest of his life, there doesn't seem to be an appropriate remedy here that I can think of, unless you can erase his memory. So it's just like that's the end goal, just to lock him up for good.
I heard that at Mar-a-Lago they found page 29 of Biden's daughter's diary, and they also had the Rolodex from Jeffrey Epstein. But you know, just stuff laying around. But you know what? There's an article that I had a little while ago on the show. I think it was the Wall Street Journal editorial board saying, if you're going to go after this, you've got to apply the Clinton standard. You refuse to do anything, DOJ, anything at all about Hillary Clinton when she had a server full of classified documents. And if that's the standard, it's got to still be the standard. Interesting. But you know what the bottom line is? The ultimate authority to be able to declassify documents is the president of the United States. He's allowed to declassify, and all these things were boxed up while he was still president because ostensibly he had declassified them, and yet they're acting like that's not even possible. So we'll see. Dale, your own question. What do you think?
Well, they're saying he stole these documents. It's like, guys, you realize they copied them, right? Like they didn't take the actual documents and things like that, so that's kind of stupid to say they stole them. And he's allowed to be in possession of it. This idea, oh, he doesn't have a security clearance. He's the freaking president. Like, sorry, Mr. President, we can't tell you this information. You don't have the proper security clearance, but make this decision anyway. I mean, it just the whole thing is idiotic. And no, of course they're not going to get him. We're going to go through this entire thing, an election, possibly another one, with this hanging around. And then at the end, it's going to be just a big giant at the end. And we're all going to go, oh, okay, but we've then destroyed people for supporting him and all this other stuff. This is all political nonsense, and the Mar-a-Lago raid makes that very clear. Tie that up with the whole Trumpies, ultra-MAGA stuff that they're doing. This is all a coordinated political move, and they've destroyed the credibility of the DOJ now. And now they're leaking again? I mean,
and they're leaking. They're leaking again, and none of these documents got out while they were in Trump's possession, but now the DOJ has them, and they're on the Washington Post. And, you know, and Swalwell's girlfriend has copies in spades, I'm sure. All right.
So where?
Jeff, your question.
Alabama Daily News headline, Barfoot. Will Barfoot, about to be the Senate Judiciary Chairman, Barfoot colon, driver's license suspension bill could come back in a 2023 session. Guys, there's a gang war underway in Birmingham right now. Violent crime is Peking and every significant sized city in Alabama. And we are already overcrowded in prisons that haven't even opened yet. Why does stuff like this rise to the top of the priority list of the Alabama legislature?
Well, first of all, I believe you're right. I believe Will Barfoot is very likely. I mean, he or Sam Gavan, I think those are the top two that could wind up being chairman. But what bill, what's this bill about, the driver's license, what?
So if you have your driver's license suspended for not paying your traffic ticket or a parking ticket, anything that's short of, I guess, driving under the influence, then they will forgive it. And this is like something what? Alabama Appleseed, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're all behind this. They are letting, in Montgomery, the Republicans are letting these left-wing storefronts control the narrative about what's important and what isn't. It drives me crazy because look at what's going on in this state.
I have no words. I mean, you're right. That's a misguided priority. That's a trivial matter. That's a nothing burger. I know what they're trying to say. They get out of prison and they can't, if they lose their license, they can't go to work and then recidivism and whatever. You know what? Don't violate the law. Don't have your license revoked.
I could go either way on this, but I don't think it needs to be the top of the list.
No, it does not. Dale?
It's easy. This sounds like a pretty easy one, a layup. So they're just going to talk about it and accomplish something. And they're going to be like, all right, we did this. Okay, good. You guys are happy now, right? No, Alabama Appleseed, you're still going to run and defend crackheads who kill their babies to AL.com?
Yeah,
okay,
and you'll still be on the SPLC's hit list. I mean, it's crap. Go do something meaningful, please, guys. Go, please come in with. It would be. I would love to see a Republican agenda. For the love of God!
But for God's sake, stop letting those guys dictate the narrative.
Agreed.
Let the Eagle.
Let us dictate the narrative.
The APIs and the talk radio guys. Those are your voters.
I'll give you the Grand Council agenda. We will. We will march on Montgomery.
And all right. It's not Jeff already kooks. Run this state, so welcome to the party.
It's not these kooks at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Stop letting them have a say in what goes on.
Oh man, Jeff had his Red Bull today. All right. So last question, my question actually. Easy question, total layup question. Has J.D. Crow lost his mind? has he just gone? I mean, so the hack cartoonist for AL.com comes out with one today that shows police officers with knives in their back and claims that the Republicans, because they believe in the great lie about the elections of 2020, have in some way stabbed police officers in the back. I don't even know what he's talking about. I cannot even see how he conflates the two. What in God's name, J.D. Crow, has he lost his mind? Jeff?
Well, J.D. Crow's my neighbor, by the way. He looks in real life.
He's going to roll your yard now, isn't he?
He looks like a Harry Potter villain in real life. Like, he plays that part real well. Like what? But anyway, he's always when I first got to know him, he was like teetering in that direction. But he's just falling off the cliff now. He is not even remotely caring about it. He's huffing the ether and letting the crayons fly.
Dale, 15 seconds. What do you got?
I was going to mention that he's Jeff Poore's neighbor and they're BFFs, but I think that nobody at AL.com is in control over there, so the lunatics are running the asylum.
So basically, J.D. Crow is going to roll Jeff's yard tonight. And that's going to wind up being it. All right.
And you know I'm not going to roll his yard.
That is always a possibility. All right, fellas. Appreciate you. As always, the Grand Council, Jeff Poore, FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, and well as the executive editor at 1819 News, Dale Jackson, WVNN, Morning Show Guy, Program Director, and with Yellowhammer News, and me, Phil Williams. And we will be right back. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.